And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, English, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 Studios with Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. We're going to be talking tuna this morning and a lot more. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, this is going to be a fun show today, man.
Yeah, indeed. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So Searcher is going through some retrofit right now, right?
You know, every year we try to take a portion of the boat and try and make it better, make it more comfortable, or make it work better. So it's all about maintaining and hopefully we make things a little bit better for customers or for fishing or whatever the case may be. It's we got to take care of that thing, protect the investment and make sure that it works.
I was walking along in front of Fisherman's Landing the other day with a really good friend of mine, Mark, and I was pointing out the Searcher and telling him some of the history that used to be called Cape Polaris. How long has that boat been in floating?
Well, May 24th, I think, or this month, it's 47 years.
47
yeah,
years.
1970, May of 1970, it was launched.
And by Bill Poole.
Bill and Ingrid, yep.
Yep. And, man, the thing is in such beautiful shape because you and Celia take amazing care of it.
It's in the best shape it's been, period.
Yeah.
It looks
fantastic.
Thanks.
We've done a lot here in the last 5 years, and it's just for the best. It's for the, you know, maintain the boat and make sure that everything works so that when we go out there and we're trying to catch fish, the boat just works. We don't have to worry about it. You know, we know that the compressors are new and, you know, the RSW system works and we got new pumps and to make sure the bait's alive and the air conditioning works. The stuff that we can control. You know, we can't make the fish bite and we can't do anything about the weather, but we can make sure that the boat works.
Yeah, and you do. And you put a great chef aboard and some fantastic food. Tell us about what the operation on the Searcher. What do you do for fish? What is it, your standard trip on the Searcher?
Well, it's day and a half to 7 day trips. And, you know, I'd say that the 3 to 7 day trips is kind of our niche. Mm-hmm. So that's the trips that we offer. We have those day and a half trips with Let's Talk Hookup this year that have some room on it. So
yeah, I know one's just about sold out, but
yeah,
there's a couple little bit of room on some of the others.
Yeah, so it's the shorter trips with all the amenities.
That's the ticket too. It's shorter trips, but it's Searcher, first class style and service and staterooms and killer food and, your short range fishing with all the long range accommodations.
How about those 5 day trips that you do for limited load? Like those are amazing and super popular too, right?
Yeah, 14 passengers, so everybody gets their own cabin and the amount of deck space and everybody can sit down at once and have dinner, and they're pretty popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're awesome trips. I love running them.
I'll bet. Yeah. That's so cool.
When do you do those?
Well, we have, they start in August, and primarily it's fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Prime time. Yeah. What do you think's going to happen this year? I mean, who was it? Was it the Independents that caught some yellowfin?
Yeah, that was exciting, huh?
Yeah, then we know there's bluefin, right? And now there's yellowfin in the picture. What do you think is going to happen this summer?
Well, we've been going up and down the Baja Peninsula now for the last 2.5 months doing those natural history trips, and there's a lot of cold water around. So I would say that, El Nino is gone.
That's
and,
good.
And I don't anticipate seeing 75-degree water. Or plus 75-degree water.
And, Wahoo on the 9-mile bank.
Yeah, no, right. Blue Marlin.
I don't think that that's going to be happening. And, of course, the bluefin stock is tremendous. There's so much fish out there that we're going to be focusing on that for the first couple months, I would say.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible what's going on. I mean, we just talked about it. I mean, you can go on a 3/4 day trip on the Liberty or the San Diego and get a 100-pound bluefin.
Unreal.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's wild. That's a long trip. I mean, you're leaving at 5 in the morning and you're getting back at 8 at night. But,
full
for
day.
To
catch a fish of a lifetime.
Yeah, seriously.
Who cares how long it takes?
The thing, too, that we almost gloss over because the, you know, 100-pounders steal the show is just the average fish they're catching are very nice ones. I think there's a misconception of people that haven't been yet that the filler fish are little, you know, footballs, and they're not. I mean, that average fish is 20, 25, 30 pounds. I mean, they're really nice
ones.
Yeah,
and there's from what I understand, talking to the guys, you know, there's quite a bit of that fish around, and that's, you know, that's perfect for those day-and-a-half trips, and, you know, that's the size fish that we hope to find a bunch of and biting, and so that's encouraging. Yeah.
They pull hard, and they're challenging, and they're still bluefin, and sometimes you got to use lighter gear than you'd want and smaller hooks than you want, but they're manageable. You know, those 100-pounders, they're a whole other deal.
Yeah, well, it was Doug Kern was on the Liberty on Wednesday, and he said that he hooked one, and he watched his reel empty.
Watched
he
it go
was
away.
Fishing, he was fishing for 30-pounders, and all of a sudden some giant one bit. And there's been some giant opal around, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's I'm pretty sure that those are cold water fish, too. You know, they live at depth. So, you know, that's that's cool to see those
that's
things
way
around.
Cool.
Yeah, indeed.
And keep in mind, it's May, and it's the beginning of May. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
it was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're close to a month away from June even, and we're talking about there's great fishing all over the place, and there's 30 pounders that fill in when you're not catching 100 pounders. I mean, this is shaping up to be a great one.
All right, let's talk about the A word because we just have to do that. What do
of
you
course.
Think? We're gonna have albacore.
You know, I've been telling everybody I just hope that they show up in my career so that I can get even with those so-and-so's.
It could happen at any time, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a food source and there's some good water. And, you know, I mean, think about it traditionally. Oh, you know, you think about Gene Grimes on The Legend on July 4th going to the dumping ground.
Right.
And Gene on The Legend caught the first albacore of the season, July 4th.
Right. That's what Bill Poole used to always say. Shoot the fireworks, catch the albacore.
Right. I mean, it used to be that, you know, April, May, June, you're fishing the Coronado Islands for yellowtail, and then you take the anchor off of the bow, you're going offshore. July and August through Labor Day type of thing. So that's, you know, traditionally, that's how things used to go. So, I mean, we got some time. It's early.
Yeah.
It's early.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that the Independents caught some yellowfin tuna, I mean, that's an encouraging sign. But, you know, we've caught plenty of yellowfin tuna in under 70-degree water over my career, which is 4 decades now, so that doesn't mean that the chances of catching albacore go away just because there was 3 yellowfin tuna caught, you know.
Yeah.
That's just fish that's left over from the last couple of years that's hanging out in our zone. So it's not like there's this migratory thing, yellowfin tuna already. I don't think that that's a factor. I think that we still have a chance.
Still a possibility.
Yep. It's all about that body of fish migrating into our zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things got to eat. So when they, however their migratory pattern is, as they're moving east and, you know, they're gonna keep going east until they find that food source. And so if there's a food source that's 200 miles west of here and they're doing fine in the right water conditions that they like and there's a food source, then there's no reason for them to keep moving east into our water. So
they don't have a GPS to bring them the same.
No, it's all about food source.
Yeah.
It's all about food source and water conditions. So
yeah, indeed. So the searcher starts fishing when?
We have a trip sponsored by Accurate Fishing Products June 22nd. But, you know, I told the crew I want this boat ready to rock by June 1st because you never know what's going to happen.
Okay.
So we're ahead of the game right now. We did a major fiberglass job on the upper deck to renew that, and both generators are being rebuilt. One is close to complete, and the other one is about 80%. So we're on schedule for being ready to run June 1st. If something happens, then we'll be ready to throw some bait on and go for a ride.
Yeah.
Speaking of bait, I know that last year one of the major projects was your new bait system that you guys put together after a year of getting to fish with it. And I know it sure looks good getting to see it from the landing. How are you feeling and happy with the bait project?
You know, that had to be one of the best things that we've done for that boat was put the new fuel tanks in and put that that new bait tank on. It
looks so good.
It looks great, but it works.
Yeah.
It changed things, you know. It upped the bait capacity, and the room on the stern kind of changed. There's more space on the sides between the tank and the rail. And the hand wells work really, really well. And, you know, there's not a bunch of scoops laying on the bait tank. It just works. It works. And we're going to tweak it a little bit this spring before we get going. There's a couple things we want to do. But, you know, it was just a huge improvement for the boat. And it worked really, really good.
That's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Art Taylor. It's going to be a fun show, talking fishing.
You're not kidding, and so much going on, and what great timing to have Captain Art in here with the type of fishing that we're already experiencing right now with this great bluefin close to home and biting, and boy, it's going to be a great time, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get in on the fun, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. There's two ways that you can reach us this morning, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And not only are we taking your phone calls this morning, answering your questions with the man, Captain Art Taylor, somebody is going to go home with such a rad prize today. One lucky caller at the end of Let's Talk Hookup is going to get a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Surf Rider frame in that dark tortoiseshell color.
My favorite lens.
So nice. A pair of those Surf Riders. It's the bronze HCL lens, which is great for versatile changing conditions with a warm tint. It's probably the most popular color for Southern California, where we experience very often, you know, gray and kind of overcasty skies in the morning that transition to full bright days in the afternoon. And that bronze HCL lens is perfect for covering that whole range of, you know, changing conditions that we have out here. And that Surf Rider, such a nice frame. That's
absolutely
a really good pair of Maui Jims.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely.
Well, as you can hear, it's going to be a great show. Again, if you want to get your shot at those Maui Jims, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Art Taylor, 858-457-1090 or toll free 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Had a dream, Bubba had a wish to find himself a...
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventure. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check CedrosSportFishing.com. For availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer, which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You know, one thing Art is super knowledgeable about is the mammals of the local areas. And in fact, I was quizzing him about, because I was out field research on Wednesday, chasing bluefin, which we were unsuccessful. We saw
field him. Research.
That's the name of my boat.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize. I just
that's perfect.
That's an appropriate name for your boat. Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. I just figured that was your, you know, reason to go fishing.
Well,
it has been for all these years is field research.
Field research. That's what we do. That's what Rick and I do.
That's right. Yeah, that's you got to test out the mirror. Sure,
name.
You got to be informed.
I love it.
That's
so
awesome.
I asked Art, I said, is it possible that I saw a blue whale this time of the year? And you said, yes. I said,
Heck, is it
also possible that I saw a humpback whale the other day? He goes, yeah. I'm like, okay, I did. And
yeah,
then,
both whales are migrating north, and, you know, that's the whales that end up in that Channel Islands area where there's, you know, tremendous amount of upwelling and a big food source for them up there in the summer, so...
Yeah. And then we are talking about the various dolphins. There's so many dolphins around right now. They're everywhere because there's so much bait source.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that's why they're here.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
And the little tiny ones, I mean, they're cute little things. You said those are common dolphins, right?
Yeah, common dolphin, yeah.
So talk about the different, I mean, this is not a fishing show, but of course, part of being fishing
is talking about
all the great sights you get to see on the
ocean.
You know,
tuna are associated with those, they're primarily common dolphin is what you're catching your yellowfin
on.
And sometimes bluefin.
Yeah.
You know,
they're eating the same
hurt.
Thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So common dolphin that, you know, you got a herd of a couple hundred up to 1,000 or whatever, and, you know, you're getting out in front of it and trolling the leading edge of that thing, and that's where you're getting your, maybe you're getting a troll fish, or maybe you're leading them and stopping and throwing bait at the leading edge of that thing and catching fish on live bait. So, yeah, that's something that, you know, don't discount it. Don't not go over there and troll by. I mean, you gotta check them.
Gotta check them.
Yeah.
Now, and then you said that there's also two other types of dolphin.
Bottlenose dolphin, which is, you know, the ones that are really close to shore in the surf, and those are the big gray ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pacific white-sided dolphin, they're darker than the common dolphin, and you don't see big herds of those things. You see groups of, you know, from a half a dozen up to 25 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot one. There's Rizzo's dolphin. That's,
the Rizzo's,
you know,
very
common
large.
Name would be gray grampus, and they're a lot lighter. And once again, you don't see big groups of them. They're, you know, you might see half a dozen to 25 of them or something like that, and they're more offshore.
And they look like big white torpedoes going through the water.
Yeah. So four different types of dolphin off our coast.
And but I was asking before, you said there's not necessarily one that you associate with a better fishing type thing. Like, oh, if we see these ones, that's a better sign than the other. They're just all...
No, just that, you know, the common dolphin is what you're going to see tuna associated with.
Okay. Not necessarily with the white side.
No,
Yeah.
Not here. I mean... Down below the ridge and below Mag Bay, you can see a half a dozen of those great big offshore bottlenose dolphin that can have a big school of tuna with it.
They call them black porpoise down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a bottlenose?
That's a there's an inshore species and an offshore species.
I see. Okay.
I didn't
the ones
know that.
That are offshore are bigger and a little darker.
Yeah.
And those can have a lot of tuna associated with them in the right conditions.
Commonly in the tropics, like down off of southern Baja and stuff, that's what you catch your tuna off of.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that stuff that they're catching, those big fish off of Mag Bay and stuff, are so
true.
True.
And that's not to say that, you know, if you find a big herd of commons in that area, that yellowfin tuna is going to be associated with it. But
yeah. Now, you just finished your whale season on the Searcher.
Yep, natural history trips to Baja.
All over. And you go not only to the lagoons off in the central Baja area, but you go all over the place looking for all kinds of stuff.
Right? Yeah, the trip starts in San Diego, and it goes down the Pacific side of the Baja Peninsula and then around Cabo San Lucas for a day and then up in the southern Sea of Cortez for 5 days.
Wow.
That's so cool.
And what a great experience. You have natural history people on to describe these. That would be a great trip to kind of see a lot of different stuff, right?
Absolutely. If you're into just, you know, wildlife stuff that lives in the ocean, and, of course, that southern Sea of Cortez, you guys have spent time in the East Cape. It's scenic, you know,
so
the backdrop of the peninsula and the amount of life that's in that zone is, you know, it's unparalleled as far as I'm concerned. You know, Baja has got so much to offer as far as wildlife opportunities and fish, and there's a lot going on Baja.
So what do you see? What are the common species that you see?
Well, you see blues and humpbacks and fin whales, from time to time sperm whales, lots and lots of dolphin. And we're hiking and snorkeling, and it's just natural history. What's going on
up
in
to
Baja?
The Midriff Islands and get up?
No, not that far up.
Not that far up.
We go up as far as Catalina, which is just east of Loreto. So that's as far north as we get.
Wow,
that's so cool.
Yeah, and cool trips. I mean, and then you go in and pet the whales in scammons or the other lagoon.
San Ignacio Lagoon.
San Ignacio.
Yeah. Yeah, we spend 2 days there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so if somebody wants to go on these trips, what time of the year do you do that? I mean, what a great thing to take your family on.
They're associated with the gray whale migration. So we start in late January through mid-April.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have our own website, BajaWhale.com.
Uh-huh.
So you can go on there and check out the list of trips and make a reservation.
Yeah.
Call Celia.
How many days?
12.
12 day. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And limited to how many passengers?
24.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. And you take the skiffs with you, so you're... What a great... Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, if you're into whales and wildlife, or, you know, if you're into photography, and, you know, it's... They're trips of a lifetime. They really are.
Great adventure.
Yeah.
Probably see something new every time you go, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, every day on the ocean, there's something new
there's
to look at.
New,
you know, the other day you saw a blue whale and a humpback, so,
in
you know.
May, yeah.
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 I mean,
So
I'm into catching a 100-pounder with Art.
Yeah, I would have rather seen more 100-pound bluefin than
same, blue whale.
But you know, it's
true.
A bonus,
blue whale's
right?
Cool, man, no doubt.
You know, when you're out there, there's, you know, the ocean has so much to offer, and you know, you can't just put blinders on. And I get, you know, fish.
Yeah, yeah.
And focused on that and be passionate about it. But you got to be passionate about the ocean.
Absolutely.
You know, we got to take care of the ocean. And you have to, you know, if you see a blue whale, it's the largest animal on the face of the earth. You mean to tell me that you're not going to take 15 minutes out of your day and go over there and, like, check it out?
Absolutely.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's the thing is when you fish a lot like we do, those are the bonuses. Those
absolutely.
Are like
yeah.
You know, fishing's great.
Yeah.
Catching's extra, but the bonuses are all the great sights that you get to see.
Sure. I mean, you just take, you know, you turn the wheel to the right and go over by it and at least check it out, you know, or even if it's cold water and there's a great big herd of common dolphin, you got to drive through it and check it out.
Yeah. Or like when you see like 100-pound bluefin busting all over the place, that's like a really great sight to see. You know, it's a really great natural history sight.
Yeah,
sounds awesome. I'd really like to
or
go
even
see that.
50-pounder,
yeah,
right?
Whatever.
I'll take 20-pounder. No problem.
Happen.
Yeah. You're right, man.
For sure. All right, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, and there's lines open right now, so you want to get through, there's your shot. Take it while you can. Norris in Lakewood, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Norris.
Hey, good morning.
What's up,
good
Norris?
Morning.
Good morning, Art, Pete, Rick. My question is I had heard that bait or sardine in general were going to be limited or possibly even restricted from being used for bait. And I wasn't sure if it was based on shortage or regulation.
Well, there's a concern that the sardine stock is decreasing. But currently there is no issue as far as sardines or anchovies being caught for live bait. So don't worry about it. We're good.
We're good. We're good there. And the other thing, too, is the Everingham brothers have been doing such a great job here in San Diego. The other day we had these beautiful sardines.
Yeah.
You know, nice, bigger grade sardines, not like last year where the little ones, they were kind of the regulation size sardines this time. So that was nice to see.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Go fishing.
Yeah, go fishing, catch some fish, and get on the boat for sure. Thanks a lot for your phone call this morning, Norris. Appreciate that very much. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090. Open right now. Doug in Montebello, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Doug.
I'm going to change my topic here real quick. On that sport fishing license, it's going to go for a whole year now. Is that correct? What I read in the Western Outdoor News?
Not in California yet.
Yeah, not.
It's not. I mean, they're talking about it. They're
It's calendar year, right?
Correct.
It's calendar year right now, but we're kind of hoping that the state of California, they certainly have the capabilities, right, Rick?
Yeah.
You issue licenses every day. Tell us about it.
You're exactly right. We all assumed that was going to happen a couple of years ago, that from the lifetime of working in the tackle store, our fishing licenses have always gone up in cost by, you know, a dollar or two or 50 cents every year. And for the last 3 years, the price has remained the same. It hasn't changed at all. And we just assumed that was the first part of them changing it over, so there wasn't a difference in cost or an issue or a prorated type thing. But as of now, there at least nothing that we've been informed with. And that would be great news. I think it would be cool if they did it. They certainly have the capability of doing it with everything being electronic now. But as of right now, there's nothing that I know of it being different. Still standard freshwater saltwater license for a calendar year is 5215, whether you buy it on January 1st or you buy it on December 31st, a yearly annual license stays the same.
Now, in Mexico, where you're fishing most of the time aboard the Searcher, you buy in Mexican fishing licenses, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So what do you need to have when you get a trip on the Searcher?
It depends on the length of the trip. If you have an annual Mexican fishing license, you can use that on one of our day-and-a-half trips.
Up to 3 days, right?
Up to 3 days. So if you're going on a 3-day trip, then we're purchasing an excursion permit.
Oh, so if you're on a 3-day trip,
Yeah, or longer.
Or longer. It's 3 days or longer, not. So it's
doesn't include a three-day.
2.5.
Right.
Yeah. So a 3 day and longer, you have an excursion permit.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which now are those plus on your prices on your website? Is it plus permits?
No, it's including permits.
You include the permits.
We do not include a visa though. So if you're going on a 3 day trip and we're going to be fishing within 12 miles, then we're going to have a passport is required. We have requirement for passports on all of our trips now.
Okay.
So if we're fishing,
because you never know where you're going to fish.
Right. If we're fishing within 12 miles, if we're on the coast someplace, then you're required to have an FMM or a visa. So that's an additional cost.
And you'll know before you leave the dock.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you'll take care of that for the passengers.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice.
Celia is the best at doing all the legwork and letting you know when you're going on the searcher. That's one of the things that you guys offer that is just so fantastic, is Celia is so on it, letting you know what documentation you need or not need, and if you do need the FMM, she's going to let you know ahead of time. And just you guys, the back end of the trip, or the part that you don't think about, or the part that's not glorified with giant tuna, is having Celia there, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And one thing to point out is our Celia's assistant and cohort, Jennifer Kim, is going to be back in the office this summer to help Celia.
Great.
That's awesome.
Jennifer had major surgery in August last year. She had a brain tumor, and they got the brain tumor, and she's going to be back. So we're really grateful for that. Yeah, so she's going to be doing her marketing stuff, and so we're excited that Jennifer's going to be back.
Yeah.
She was in the store the other day when she came down and was telling us about editing a video that Ryan had done on the boat, kind of tying knots and things like that. That was going to be on the Facebook pages. And I'm
we're hitting the road next week. We're going up the coast. We're going to do a seminar at the Lady Anglers Club there in Ventura. And we're going to go by Turner's in Oxnard and do a seminar. So we're doing a little marketing road trip, and Jennifer's coming along.
Not
so
bad.
That'll be fun.
What days are those?
We're doing the GLAC Lady Anglers on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night in Oxnard is at the Turner's Outdoorsman there. Yeah, Mike Armenta is the manager, and we're doing a seminar there.
Cool.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up toll-free line 877-792-1090. And then one line open on our local line if you want to get through, talk to Captain Art, talk some bluefin or yellowfin or albacore or whatever you want to talk about, 858-457-1090.
All right. With that, it's time to find out what's biting in the Baja, and it's time for the Catch Report with our man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And this report is sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and a 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, which is really cool, and you can have the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing that are the most equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check scorpionsportfishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. And let's talk to the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Castman.
Hope everything's going good. Everything's going good for you guys.
Excelente, amigo.
Hey, same here. Just spent four wonderful days up at Sun River, Oregon, which is up near Bend and Sisters, and had six rounds of golf. I'll tell you, it was fantastic. Had 18 the first day, 36 the second, 36 on the third day, and then 18 on the last day. Fabulous weather up there, too. It was all high 70s, low 80s, and today it's... They're predicting snow, so we get out of there just in time.
Indeed.
We had, it was, one of those things, we hit the window perfect. But anyway, the fishing down in Cabo seems to be improving little by little. They had a couple of port closures there, one in Mazatlan and in Cabo and San Jose del Cabo there, due to some rough surf that came up. But otherwise, the San Jose boats, the Panga fleets there, are fishing up inside the Casilla Cortez there at Vinorama. And still getting those tuna up to 40, 50 pounds. Not a lot of them, but they are scoring them every day. Most of them on either live sardinas, dead sardina, or cut squid. Just slowly drifting over the high spots there. They picked up a few Dorado. Big news there is a lot of roosters in town. And of course, the sad note is the locals are killing quite a few of them, which, you know, they're not that great table fare. I mean, they're edible, but, you know, you take to see that great game fish, people killing them and not letting them grow up, because they're fabulous to, and they're beautiful fish. I just can't believe what a beautiful fish that rooster fish is. But, also in the count, a few wahoo, which is really good. And, striped marlin, there's a lot of them around, but they're really picky about biting. So I think there's plenty of bait for them to eat out there, and they're just preferring the bait that's there that they're feeding on. I think once that bait gets a little bit scarce, I think you'll see those striped marlin really come on the scene. Also, they've been getting some strikes on blue marlin. Nothing landed, but that's pretty early for the blues. Normally that's later, you know, August, September, October, November. Over in Mossopon there, they had a pretty good billfish bite going there. It seemed like the stripers picked up. Sailfish are starting to move in. They're getting some tuna also, not a lot, a few Dorado. Estafas y Huatanejo, 16-mile mark, getting sailfish, getting yellowfin tuna up to 60 pounds. Inshore, the water's pretty dirty there. They're just not doing well on any of the inshore species just because of the dirty water. Hot spot right now is Cancun. Got a really good sailfish bite going down there. Atlantic sails, just about a one per boat per day average for those boats that are going out. They're also getting the white marlin, and they're also getting some Dorado there, and the king mackerel, which are kind of look like a big wahoo. But they're pretty good fishing. But otherwise, some good fishing going on. You know, we've got our Pesca Panama trips next year. That's we're going to go late April, and I've got two boats left on that, either two boats of two or two boats of three, or mix and match either way. If you're a single angler, I can always match you up on that. And that should be a fabulous trip, Pete. We're going to that tuna time, so we should be able to get some really, really nice, big, chunky tuna in April at Pesca Panama. But that's a report for this. Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
I said, and the good thing about that time of the year is the El Nino's done, so it'll be back to normal conditions down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And anyway, that's it. Anybody want to join Pete and I on that Pesca Panama trip next year or any of our trips that we do, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Mark calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, are you with us? I guess we lost Mark. How about Terry in Allied Gardens? Good morning, Terry.
Good morning there, Art and Pete, all of you. Just calling in to say, tell Art thank you for all the nice trips we've been on. And I'd like him to kind of explain a little bit of the food that they serve on the boat, since it's always so great.
Well, thanks, Terry. Hope you're doing well.
Doing great.
You know, Charlie Erickson is our chef now. This will be his second year aboard, and you know, it's all about fresh ingredients. That's what we're about, is, you know, making fresh bread every day and salad dressings from scratch and desserts from scratch, and you know, we buy a whole bunch of flour for baking goods and it's all about making stuff from scratch with fresh ingredients. And Charlie is, you know, a trained, you know, chef, has a degree in culinary arts, and he's passionate about what he makes and his sauces that marinates for fish and soups that he makes and that sort of thing. And just, you know, every day is exciting with what's coming out of the kitchen there. He does an awesome job, and Dan Kramer is his other chef that's the team that in our galley, and they just do a great job. And you know, they're outdoors people, and so they love to fish, and they love to be out in the water, and they love to interact with people, and it's just a great combo that we have going on right now. It's all about fresh ingredients, Terry. That's what makes it
too, about the Searcher is it's a true long-range boat, long-range style cooking.
Sure.
And long-range accommodations, stateroom accommodations.
Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
You're a full-on long-range boat that you can go on a day-and-a-half or three-day boat.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, no question.
That's right, and it's always been great, and good luck to you on this season also.
Okay, Terry, hope to see you soon.
All right,
buddy. Talk to you later.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You know, Ricky, last week at this time you were in beautiful Mazatlan, Mexico. Tell us about that trip. I know you called in last Sunday, and great broadcast. Really, some super people down there. All the great people that participated in that, and Ken and Kenya did such a great job down there. Then what did you do right after the broadcast?
That was so cool. Well, we had talked about, you know, during the show and having Geronimo and the guys on, talked about, you know, how easy the fishing was there, and that's one of the things that blew me away. We stayed at that El Cid Marina, which is a beautiful spot and very
taken
care of, a really, really nice hotel, affordable and easy, and, you know, that's the thing that Geronimo was trying to relate of how easy the fishing was there. I mean, you walk out your door and you're on the boats and the boats pick you up at the hotel that you're staying
right
at.
Right in front of your hotel room.
I mean, literally.
Like
you could have tossed a Coke to the guy if you needed to. And it was, and literally we finished the show. I went down with my girlfriend Dallas and we had a really, really nice time. And as soon as the show was over, went up to the room, grabbed sunblock and flip flops and hopped on the boat. You know, real comfortable boats down there. They have, you know, a traditional fleet of, you know, Baja and Mexico that you would expect, both cruisers and pongas, and the boats were all nice and very well kept. And, you know, Tim made a point, you know, how cool it was to see all of the guys in the Ares fleet, at least that where we were there, were, you know, all dressed the same, all, you know, all T-shirts, all, you know, khaki shorts. I mean, very, very professional looking, spoke super good English. We hopped in the boat, had a really nice trip out. It was a short run to the fishing grounds, 20-30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, something like that. I mean, just a traditional easy run. And they do a lot of, you know, East Cape has gone to a lot of trolling dead baits, ballyhoo, you know, a lot of ballyhoo, and they fish a lot with that, but they all use mullets, which I thought was kind of cool, a lot of rigged mullets. And we were offshore fishing trying to catch a marlin. Dallas had never caught a billfish before, and there was some pretty good marlin fishing to be had, so that was kind of our hope. And we put out a spread after 20-30 minutes of travel of a, you know, a couple of zookers and a couple of mullets on the rigger, and within 20 minutes we had a striper come in on one of the mullets and not commit up and down on it 3 or 4 times and then peel off. We didn't get a chance to get a hook in them, and then 20-30 minutes later we had another fish come in and commit and eat it, and I knew Dallas was in for a little bit of a tough one when the thing made the first couple of jumps. It was a big one. You know, the average striper that we catch usually around 100 pounds, 120 pounds, and
so she caught her fish, her first marlin. It was a big one.
Perfect. Yeah, about 180 pounder, so yeah. It was a big one. So yeah,
wow,
super
then
great.
You basically said, okay, we're done, that's it, come on in.
3 o'clock we were back at the dock already and off the boat, and still had the full day ahead of us. Eat enough time to go up to the hotel and get a massage and eat a taco lunch. And
sweet.
It was perfect. Yeah. Like, it's crazy how accommodating, easy of a travel it was. I love it.
Mazatlan's a great spot.
It's
like, to me, the best kept secret in Mexico.
Totally, totally agree. Yeah. And crazy inexpensive and easy to get to. That was the other kicker. You know, the peso is unfortunately for Mexico not at a very strong point right now, but for travel, I mean, it is crazy inexpensive and easy and fun, man. It was an awesome trip. I so hope that some people take us up and go for it down there. It was awesome. It really was.
El Cid, beautiful spot, and Geronimo is such a great host.
Awesome.
The fishing guy. He's just a fantastic guy. Now, our next one with the Sport Fishing Association of California, June 3rd in Loreto. I get to go on this one. Got cleared by the doctor. I'm
nice.
Good to go.
Awesome.
So June 3rd, we'll be broadcasting live from Loreto.
Love that town.
I love Loreto.
Old school.
Great old school.
Old school Baja.
Yeah, for sure. So that's going to be really fun, talking about their big summer tournament they have there. And then Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials picking me up in Loreto, and we're driving to our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament, which is that weekend. So
that's rad.
That weekend.
Oh,
so,
nice.
That's very cool.
So it all kind of came in together and all worked quite well there.
I want to just say one thing that was very cool for me as a fisherman. Take the radio show out of it, take the tackle store, all that kind of stuff. What was very cool for me to see was how hard Ken Frankie, Tim Ekstrom, Kenya, how much work those guys are doing on our behalf down there. And it was it was like a prideful thing to get to see. It's not like they're down there hanging out in a beautiful town. I mean, they are seriously putting a lot of effort in our behalf and meeting with some very high-level officials. And it was very cool for me to get to see the acceptance of that during that. You know, I mean, those guys are really wanting to work with us, and it was very refreshing as a guy who, just like all of us, is nervous about what's going to happen and not happen, and seeing how hard Ken and everybody put the work into it.
It's making huge points, yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go live on the Daily Double. Captain Fred Huber's on the line. Good morning, Freddie.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. And, you know, I always agree, Ken puts in so much work and works so hard. I always thank him every time I see him for what he does.
Yeah, no doubt.
It can be kind of a thankless job, I know.
So what's biting on the half day?
So yesterday we were out. We fished Imperial Beach. We had water 65 to 67 degrees all Woo! Up and down the Silver Strand. We saw a spotted yellowtail get up. We on the surface, we caught a fish. We had fair fishing, you know, all the way down for, you know, just still picking rockfish and sculpin. There's some bass mixed in. If we had anchovies, it'd really be cool. But we, you know, we had a nice yellow. It was like a 12, 13-pound yellowtail.
Awesome.
And just liking the way things are coming along. Early May and seeing that kind of water temp, it's a good thing to see.
That is such great news.
So I call and check in.
So the outlook for half day with you guys right now is looking really good.
It is. I wish we had some anchovies to really try to focus on bass fishing, but without it, and the sardine got real big. It was kind of a nice medium size, and it's gotten real big, so I'd like to focus on bass fishing, but we just don't have the right bullets yet.
Exciting to know that there's a possibility of yellowtail in the mix, though, jumping on the Daily Double.
Oh, darn, let's go catch a 15-pound yellowtail, right?
That's right. We had the right bait for that, so,
great.
That was fortunate.
Now, when do we start the afternoon, you know, I don't want to call it a twilight because it's not that, the kind of later afternoon half-day run that you were talking about?
I've been referring to it as an afternoon twilight. Because it's kind of a hybrid between an afternoon trip and a twilight trip. So afternoon, twilight. And we're going to start those this coming Friday. I believe it's the 12th. So we're going to do Friday and Saturday nights through May and then into the first half of June. And then starting June 16th, we're going to be running two trips 7 days a week.
That's awesome. I think that's such a cool timing and such a great time to be on the water. So your half day trip leaves a little later in the morning, get time to, you know, hang out and sleep in a little bit and have breakfast and get your traditional good half day time fishing, and then the afternoon run will fish basically through till dark time and then come on in.
Yes, our hours are going to be 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and then we'll leave again at 3 o'clock, getting back in at 8:30.
Gentlemen's hours.
Perfect. That is perfect.
Really good. So how do we get aboard the Daily Double right now, Fred?
Check us out at Point Loma Sport Fishing. And, of course, their phone number is 619-223-1627. And, of course, they're on the Internet at pointlomasportfishing.com.
All right. Thanks for the call and the report. Keep it up. Keep calling us, Fred. Let us know how the half days are going.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right,
Fred.
Appreciate
all right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. If you want to get your chance to talk to Art, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots more coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get a steelhead and run.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. quote, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to talk about great, great equipment for fishing bluefin right now, because that's what's happening, and Talica 12 is your weapon of choice when it comes to landing a big fish.
That's like the perfect reel right now. Talica 12 spooled up with either 65-pound or better yet, 80-pound Max Quattro, which is the same size, 65, because you've got a reel that's small enough that you can still very effectively fly line a sardine. No problem, you know, not being too overgunned for the 20 to 30-pound bluefins that are catching. But should you hook that 100-pounder like Doug Kern did, you know, on a stop of smaller fish, you've still got the power and line capacity to take a big tuna.
And indeed, and you mentioned Max Quattro. I have a belief that if Doug would have had Max Quattro on there, he would have had 25% more line, maybe a better chance to land that fish.
You never know. He was going to stop at some point. Maybe that would have been the kicker. The Talica 12, it's such the perfect reel, and I know on the San Diego as well on the Liberty, those guys both have premium rental tackle packages together. I mean, that's how you know it's the right reel for that type of fishing. If the landings are buying it just for that fish.
And if you need that two-speed, man, you just pop it down, and you have the power. There you go. Talica 12, match it with a Therese rod. You've got the ultimate combo there from Shimano. Check Shimano.com for more information.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, Boat California, Save California. Share the love at BoatCalifornia.com.
Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard's Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, the only line open if you want to get through, talk to Captain Art Chaler, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, loaded with great stuff, including Bluefin Talk, the Sierra weekend, opening weekend up at the Eastern Sierra, and the Big Fish Challenge coming up very, very soon, June 30th through September 7th, that you can get in on some great opportunities. Is that Neil right on the front cover there? Is that?
That is Neil on the front cover. Yeah, look at that.
The Big Tuna, who won that. That's your partner in the boat, in the Parker, West Coast Marine Parker boat, on the front cover of the Big Fish Challenge. So check that out. It's all in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Let's go back to Mark in Lakeside. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Sorry about that. Technology got me. It's the wrong number.
No worries.
All good, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I had a quick question for you, Rick. I'm trying to get my daughter hooked up with the spinning rig. She's more comfortable with that kind of gear. And you mentioned one last week that you said would be good for tuna. I don't want to get her on the big bluefin, so I don't want to have her overgunned. But, you know, for school-sized tuna, you said I couldn't the twin something. I didn't catch all of it.
There's a few really good options depending on your budget. And the one you were probably referring to is the Twin Power. And Twin Power is probably the best reel for a big fish. You know, I mean, if it's for your daughter and you're not necessarily looking to catch a 100-pound bluefin, and, you know, perfectly happy catching school-sized tuna and, say, bluefin maybe up to 50 pounds or so, I would almost maybe recommend going a level down to the Saragossa, just because it's going to be easier on your pocketbook. Saragossa is going to be in that $200 to $300 range, a very nice saltwater-built specific spinning reel that's right for our type of fish. Whether you're casting a popper at, you know, school bluefin, or if you just want to fly line a sardine and something that's easier, that's not a conventional reel, Saragossa is a really good, good drag, solid aluminum spinning reel that's not too terribly expensive. Twin Power is going to be a little bit more expensive, but not at that kind of crazy price like a Stella. You're looking at around $600. You know, it's about the same as buying a Trinidad or a Talica. It's that quality of a spinning reel. Yeah, so if you're wanting a reel that could, you know, is very capable of taking, you know, a major class fish, 100, 150 pound, or even 200 pounders. We heard Dave Pfeiffer, you know, catching those things. Then Twin Power is a really high-end spinning reel that's not crazy priced. Saragossa is a really nice reel if you're maybe fishing fish a slightly smaller that's not going to break the bank.
Good.
What and size would you recommend on that, and what rod would you pair it up with?
It depends a little bit on her size, but probably like an 8 to 10,000 size, maybe as large as a 14,000, but somewhere 8 to 10,000 will probably be right for her. I would definitely do that line that Pete was talking about, that Max Quattro. It's just a skinnier size braid, so you could put 60-pound Power Pro on, but it's almost the same size as using 50, so you're going to get a little bit more line. And just a good 7-foot rod, whether it's one of those Talus spinning rods. There's just a lot of good options at that one. A Talus, you know, like a 70MH would probably be a really good one. Or, you know, a Calstar, something similar to that. But probably 7-foot and an 8 to 10,000 size spinner would be perfect.
Yeah, and the nice
All right,
thing,
hey.
Yeah, thing about putting that Max Quattro on there, not only you get the line capacity, but that Max Quattro on a spinning reel casts amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good line. That has become super, super popular.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, hope
Good
that
luck,
helps
Mark.
You out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I can think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long range insurance.
This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.